This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Pakistan today, police arrested two more suspects in the murder of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. The arrests come on the final day of the mourning period for Bhutto. She was assassinated in late December after leaving an open-air political rally.
Benazir Bhutto's death has had a profound effect on campaigning for this month's parliamentary elections. And the campaign is taking place as a security situation in Pakistan is deteriorating. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Islamabad.
Throughout Pakistan to date, memorials were held to mark the 40th and final day of the mourning period for Benazir Bhutto. The cold, gray, and rainy weather seemed fitting for the mood of the ceremony in the garrison town of Rawalpindi. Several hundred people chanted near the spot where Bhutto was assassinated just over a month ago. Bhutto's violent death forced the delay of Pakistan's parliamentary elections. They are now due to be held February 18th. But her assassination also brought home the fact that Pakistan has changed. Elections over the past 20 years were relatively peaceful. Now the country is plagued by suicide bombings and other terrorist attacks. There are fears the violence will increase as the elections draw near. Hamid Nawaz, Pakistan's interior minister, says the country's security forces will be able to ensure safe elections.
We are definitely going to take very elaborate security arrangements, and we are very, very hopeful that everything would be fine, and we will be able to hold peaceful, free, transparent, and fair elections.
The government says it will deploy tens of thousands of soldiers, police officers, and paramilitary to help provide security before and during elections. But often, those are the people who are targeted by extremists, particularly in the remote and lawless tribal regions and the northwest of the country. Almost half of Pakistan is off limits to election monitors because of the security situation.
This is a data center we have established for the election day. The reports that
Mudassir Rizvi looks out upon two long rows of brand new computer terminals. Rizvi is the national coordinator of the Free and Fair Election Network, a Pakistani organization that has 20,000 monitors throughout the country in the lead up to the elections. Rizvi says that monitors cannot go into many areas. He points to the district of Swat, where over the past few months the army has been fighting pro-Taliban militants.
Our observers have no access to go to the entire constituency because of the ongoing military operation. And some areas are completely barricaded and off limits to anybody, practically. So we may not be able to place our observers in the polling stations that we have rendered.
International election monitors are also facing the same challenge. The International Republican Institute, a U.S. organization, decided not to send monitors. Other countries are sending small groups. The European Union will have about 100 people on the ground. Hannah Roberts, the deputy chief observer for the EU mission, says it has a comprehensive security plan, which is coordinated with the Pakistanis. Robert says there is a lot of concern about security at the head office in Brussels.
The decision to deploy observers and now additional observers for Election Day is taken at the highest level in Brussels, and this is based on the provision that's been given to us so far from the Pakistani authorities, the positive provision of police escorts, and how security conditions have developed and may change up to the election.
Pakistan's government says it's trying to negotiate a peace deal with Taliban leaders in the run-up to the elections. But previous deals have not only unraveled, they've also helped the militants grow in strength and numbers. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.